Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, one guy's quiet, one guy's... Well, both guys are quiet. One guy needs to break his silence. Let's go over a couple of, I guess, ex-Pittsburgh Steelers. That's where we are.
About Killer Bees, to be ex.
The Killer Bees have broken up, right? Antonio Brown has been rather quiet since he had his meeting at the West Palm Airport with Art the Two, which he should have. He should be quiet. If he really wants to get what's best for him and get what's best for the Pittsburgh Steelers, everybody is like, okay, this works. Just 3 weeks. Don't do anything dumb.
Yep.
Don't post anything ridiculous. Shut your mouth.
Don't drive 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Don't throw anything off a balcony.
Keep it cool for 3 weeks. Oh, here we go. And now you have on national television, you have the Ben Roethlisberger stuff from Kevin Colbert that people are going to make a big deal out of it. He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. Yada, yada, yada. Shut it. Anyway, so that is AB, who should be quiet.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell is quiet, but he should be loud. Loud in so much as using social media. We used to see Le'Veon Bell workout videos all the time. Whenever he was trying to prove to the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're holding me down, my contract situation is screwed up, but I'm still in shape. I'm ready to go. And when he was rehabbing from things, look at me, I'm in shape. Well, now his conditioning has come into question by a story in New York, right? And the Jets, there's a story there that the Jets say, well, we don't necessarily know if he's in shape or not. That's been bounced back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The accuracy of all of that.
Well, but we've all seen the jet ski picture.
Right. But I'm talking about the Jets, though.
Right.
But if, in fact, Le'Veon Bell is in game shape, ready to go, ready to play, he's not 260 pounds, as been reported by some. If I'm his agent, I make him put a workout video out there right now.
Every day.
Everybody believes he's in bad shape until you tell me he's not. That's the way I'm looking at things.
Up and working out every day at 6 o'clock, posting it on every social media feed so everybody can see it for the next, what is it, month? It's not even a month until free agency opens. And, I proved that my client still cares about football enough to be in shape to play the game, you know? And then I get him out there on a practice field and have somebody throwing footballs to him and have him running through drills and have him look like a football player again, because nobody's seen him as a football player in a year and a half now. So get him out there.
I blast him all over the place right now to try to raise his value.
Well, what if you don't want to blast him out because you don't want to see him? Right?
Well, exactly.
I mean,
that's the skeptic in me right now.
Right.
All right, here's this cut.
He's done it. He can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this. And I honestly believe that can be a burden on him more often than he may like to admit.
All right, here's the hammer.
What he does, I totally respect, because I've seen him too many times win games for us and come through situations. And that's why I talk about the Jacksonville game. I mean, he brought that team in. It was hot. It was nasty. And they weren't allowed to get water. I mean, it was that immediate, like everybody over here right now.
All right, so now I've played two cuts, and I thought I played the right one, and I didn't. Jim, which one is the Ben cut where he talks about children? Do you know that one exactly? Here we go.
He's got 52 kids
there
under him, quite honestly. And I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I got to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl?
Isn't that just a figure of speech? Like, this has become a big national story that Kevin Colbert is calling for people to be subservient under Ben. My gosh, I'm offended. You're calling me a kid. I see it as, number one, practically, he is older than a lot of them. But number two, he's not really looking at them as kids. It's just the way that the relationship is kind of broken
down. He's at least half a dozen years older than absolutely everybody else on the team.
Kids is used kind of loose here.
Right. Juju is 22. James Washington is 22. Jalen Samuels, 22. Do I need to keep reading off names and ages? James Conner's 23. We can go all the way down the list. It's a bunch of young guys. And he's saying he wants those young, relatively inexperienced guys, as compared to a guy who is going on 37 and played a decade and a half in the league, to be comfortable going to him. That's all he's saying. The fact that people are projecting disrespect on those words is curious to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
He's got 52 kids under him.
I don't know how that's. And here's the thing.
That actually is taken out of some context, because he talked about how much older he is. You know, that's what led into it. And that's one of those things.
Don't we
things.
Have to consider the source too?
Yes.
Kevin Colbert is a guy who, he doesn't throw darts. You know what I mean? Like, he's the last guy that wants to cause a hot take.
And quite honestly, there were 15 of us that were there with him, 15 local reporters, and we all know him, and we all know exactly what he meant. And this is probably an example of where you see the written word, and people that aren't here that look at the written word, and then, you know, and then it kind of just explodes, and it really shouldn't have.
This all comes back again to what everybody has been wrestling with locally, nationally, all over the sports media, of we got to find one person to pin all this on. The Steelers dissolved at the end of the season. It's got to be one person's fault. Let's blame it on Mike Tomlin. No, let's blame it on Ben Roethlisberger. Let's blame it on Kevin Colbert today. I mean, we've always got to find a scapegoat, right? Everybody's got a little bit of blame to share in the way things went down this year.
And I think Antonio Brown has a lot of blame.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know why people are so hesitant to say that in the national media. This is a guy that uprooted the apple cart in a big way. And
he's the one, and if you want to talk about somebody who's acting like a kid, there he is.
Right.
Right? He is acting like a kid.
No one acted more irresponsibly this year than him.
Like a spoiled kid, not a fun juju kid. You know.
Look, Ben may call people out in the media. Ben shows up for work the day after the Chiefs game. Ben shows up for work the week of the Bengals game. He may not perform as well as he used to, but he shows up for work. I'll give him that.
It starts to feel like Lewis Riddick and people like that, and particularly James Harrison, who say these things, it's agenda-driven. Like, they've got something to either cash in on the other side, or they have a relationship to maintain with the person who isn't Ben Roethlisberger.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.